Going to turn now to politics and elections. Today is the first day of the first full week of early voting in Orange County. Folks heading to the polls to cast ballots in municipal races. A lot of closely contested and closely watched races on your ballot this year, including perhaps most notably races for Chapel Hill mayor and town council. Jess Anderson and Adam Searing, both town council members, are running against each other for the right to succeed the retiring Pam Heminger as mayor. And of course, 10 candidates on the ballot for 4 open seats on the Chapel Hill Town Council as well. Only one incumbent running for re-election. So there's going to be definitely a lot of new members on the council when all is said and done. The question is, who is it going to be? Public Policy Polling has just conducted a survey of Chapel Hill voters. So we've got some numbers to give us a sense of where the race stands. And we're joined now by Tom Jensen, who is the director of Public Policy Polling. PublicPolicyPolling.com is their website. Tom, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Hey, Aaron. Good to be with you.
So before we get into the numbers, just overall, what stands out for you from the results from this survey?
Well, as I've been observing this election unfold over the last couple months, I've really been sort of taken aback by how focused both sides have been on stuff that seems to me like total insider baseball. At times, it sort of felt like a student government election with both sides just constantly accusing the other side of cheating or doing things that are unethical and that sort of thing. And it's felt to me like there hasn't been that much focus really comparatively on vision for the future of the town and issues and that sort of thing. And the reality about local elections is there's probably 200 people who really, really care and pay attention to what's going on. And it feels to me like it's been a campaign where most of the rhetoric from both sides has sort of been between those 200 people and sort of over the heads of average voters. And when we got these poll results back, the poll results sort of drove home that sort of view of the race that it maybe just there's a lot of room to win over voters who are actually on the fence here in the closing stretch.
And that's because there are just a ton of undecided voters, and that's particularly true in the town council race, where nobody is getting more than, I think, 22% of the vote, and there's just a ton of undecided voters. So on those undecideds, are you finding that most people have settled on at least one town council candidate that they're voting for, and they're just undecided on the other two or three, or are there a lot of people who just have no idea who their four are going to be?
I think people just have no idea who they're voting for, period, yet. I mean, for every single town council candidate we asked, are you going to vote for them? Or are you going to not vote for them? Or are you not sure? And every single town council candidate right now has at least 57% of voters who aren't sure whether they're going to vote for them or not. So even though nobody has more than 23% support, which is Melissa McCullough leading the way right now, it's not like for all these candidates that there's a ton of people saying, oh, there's no way I'm going to vote for them. It's just a lot of sort of openness to going one way or the other.
And looking at those numbers, it looks like Melissa McCulloch, Theodore Nollard, Amy Ryan, and Elizabeth Sharp are all getting the most support. But in all of those cases, it's 21%, 22%, and just a ton of undecided. So even for the candidates that are slightly further down, that'd be David Adams, Breckney Eckhart, John Mitchell, they've got a lot of room to – they're probably a little bit behind right now, but they've got a lot of room to grow in the next couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, I think the big takeaway from the town council results is having 8 candidates within 7 points of each other. So you really, I think, have a very good chance of seeing either any of those people win. So just to reiterate what you were saying, Melissa McCullough has 23% of people saying they're going to vote for her. Theodore Nollard and Amy Ryan each have 22% of people saying they're going to vote for them. Elizabeth Sharp has 21% of people saying they're going to vote for her. So right now those are ever so slightly the top 4, but then Renuka Soul has 19%, David Adams 17%, and John Mitchell and Breckney Eckhart each 16%. So it's pretty easy to see any of those 8 people winning. One thing that's sort of an interesting dynamic in this race is there's been a lot of attention to endorsements. And something that happened with the town council race is that the sort of more progressive kind of groups that did endorsements, the Triangle Blog, Independent Weekly, Next Chapel Hill. They endorsed, over the course of their endorsements, five different candidates. Two people got all of the endorsements, and you see Melissa McCullough and Theodore Nollard at the top of the race with having received all those endorsements. But then there's three other sort of more progressive candidates who each got two of the endorsements. And because of that split right now, you're seeing a situation where, even though on the whole, those progressive group endorsed council candidates are doing a little bit better than the Chalt endorsed candidates, they're only winning three of the four spots right now because people are dividing between John Mitchell and Eric Valera for their fourth vote. So I think that if progressive leaning voters in Chapel Hill want to have a chance of winning all four council seats rather than sort of ensuring that a Chalt candidate wins one of them, they're going to have to coalesce behind either John Mitchell or Eric Valera for that fourth seat. Right now, John Mitchell's getting 16%. Eric Valera's getting 10%. So it'll be interesting to see if anything happens on that front over the next couple weeks.
Speaking with Tom Jensen, Public Policy Polling, talking about the results of a survey of Chapel Hill voters that it just conducted over the last few days, looking at where things stand heading into the municipal election. We've been talking about the town council race. Let's turn to the mayoral race, which is extremely close as well, right?
Yeah, the winner right now for Chapel Hill mayor is undecided. 40% of voters say that they don't know who they're going to vote for. Jeff Anderson's at 30%, Adam Searing's at 29%. So it is about as close as it could possibly be. And I was wondering sort of about this 40% undecided. I thought, well, is that just what the situation always is when you have a nonpartisan race? Do a lot of people not know how they're going to vote? But I went back and looked at the poll we did the last time that there was a competitive mayoral race in 2015. And at a similar point in the election cycle, only 18% of voters were still undecided. So we really do have a lot more voters who don't know what they're doing this time around. And again, I think that maybe goes back to the tenor of the campaign, where both camps have just been so focused on inside baseball kind of stuff that things are going over the heads of real voters who don't know how they're going to vote yet. And you see that in the favorability ratings for the candidates. 54% of voters say they have no opinion about Jeff Anderson. 43% of voters say they have no opinion about Adam Searing. So there's a lot of room for these candidates to more clearly define themselves around what they actually stand for and what they actually want to do as mayor here in these last 2.5 weeks.
I was curious about those 40% of undecided voters, and like, we're talking about the top line numbers, but you can dig into the crosstabs as well. With the Chapel Hill Town Council race, it seems like most of the candidates that are getting the most votes tend to be, as you said, the more progressive candidates, Melissa McCullough and Theodore Nollard and Amy Ryan as well, Elizabeth Sharp to a lesser extent, but the other candidates there are more to the top, which you would think would be good for Jess Anderson. But you look at the 40% of undecided voters in the mayoral race, they tend to be more anti-Chapel Hill Town Council. They tend to think Chapel Hill is growing too fast. They're more pro-Chalt than pro-Next. They're more anti-Biden. They're more GOP-leaning. And even though Adam Searing is also a Democrat, those voters tend to lean towards Searing. All of those seem to be pointing towards the undecideds being more Searing-leaning than Anderson-leaning. But where do you think this is going to end up falling?
Well, one really interesting thing that I noticed on this poll is we asked in general, do you approve or disapprove of the job the Chapel Hill Town Council is doing? 28% said they approved, 39% said they disapproved. So it's a minus 11 approval rating for the Chapel Hill Town Council. When we did a poll in 2015, right before the election, the Chapel Hill Town Council's approval rating was also a net minus 11, exact same net approval this time as that time. That ended up being a major change election where Chalt candidates won most of the seats. And this year there aren't incumbents to lose, but that year we saw an unusual number of incumbents lose. So that particular metric definitely is a more positive one for the Chalt candidates. But, you know, one thing that's just fascinating that shows how truly evenly divided the town is right now. So we asked a couple of questions about growth and development, which seemed to be the biggest issues this year. One question we asked, do you think Chapel Hill's population is growing too fast, growing too slow, growing at about the right pace? 45% of people said it's either going too slow or at about the right pace. 44% said they think Chapel Hill's growing too fast. So you see almost an exact divide on that issue. And then another thing that we asked about, do you support or oppose building a significant amount of new housing in Chapel Hill in the coming years? 40% said yes, 39% said no. So on those key sort of major issues for the future of the town about growth and housing and that sort of stuff, communities really split right down the middle.
Speaking again with Tom Jensen, public policy polling. As we start to wrap up this conversation, the other thing that we looked at in this particular survey was not just the candidates, but also the different organizations that are kind of at the center of Chapel Hill politics. That includes CHALT, the Chapel Hill Alliance for a Livable Town, NextNC, Triangle Blog, which has been very active and prominent out there in this election, the Local Reporter, WCHL. Where do people fall on all of those?
Well, first of all, it warms my heart to know that one thing that does bring us all together in this divided town is that we love WCHL. Only 4% of the community doesn't like WCHL, 58% positive. But those other groups, CHALT has a minus 12 favorability rating, 20 to 32. Triangle Blog has a plus 9 favorability rating, 23 to 14. The Local Reporter has a plus 6 favorability rating, 19 to 13. And next, Chapel Hill Carborough has a plus 4 favorability rating, 18 to 14. But when we look at the undecideds for mayor, I think it's important to point out some things related to these groups.
Mm-hmm.
Among the undecideds for mayor, 86% have no familiarity with Triangle Blog. 63% have no favorability with CHALT. So much of this campaign has been people on the CHALT side grumbling about Triangle Blog. So much of the campaign has been people on the progressive side grumbling about CHALT. Only the people who are really paying attention to this election even know what these groups are. We have huge numbers of voters on the fence here for the next 2 weeks, and none of them know what Triangle Blog are. Almost none of them know what CHALT are. So again, I sort of just implore all the candidates in the last couple of weeks, focus on yourselves. Focus on why people should vote for you. Don't spend a lot of energy trying to drag these external groups or drag the other side. There's been so much of that that the candidates aren't even really getting to define themselves in voters' minds. And this election could definitely go either way. I think about the only thing we can call is that Jeffrey Hoagland is not going to win a council seat based on this poll. Everything else is still possible. So it's been sort of a long and, I think to a lot of observers, tedious campaign, but there's 15 days left. That really still starts the candidates in an even position with a chance to win it here in the last couple weeks.
We're going to have a lot more of these numbers up on our website, chapelboro.com. You can find more from Public Policy Polling online at their website, publicpolicypolling.com. Tom Jensen, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.